the latest development, there is an extension for the talks until the 17th on Sunday, or perhaps late afternoon on Saturday. The mediation will avail the final draft, and we hope that will be the final draft. And apparently the mediation is also doing some diplomatic tour between Uganda, Juba, and Khartoum. And actually then by Sunday or Saturday latest, then the final draft will be presented to the parties. That's actually the latest as far as things exist now.
Yes.
So Friday, today no much activities. The parties are told to remain indoors, so there's no much activities today.
So what happened to the last proposal or the last draft that was given to the warring parties?
Okay, what happens basically, after the rejection of the parties after the parties respond to the Entebbe, the mediation came with the Entebbe draft, and we are still in Entebbe draft, and the parties also submitted the reservations and the observations that was concluded early yesterday, early the day before yesterday. And now, based on the post-Entebbe draft, the mediations will try to narrow the gaps and will try to produce one final document. So far, the mood and the spirit is not bad. There is momentum. And hopefully, if the few observations that have been made by various parties are considered, that is likely... there is a high hope that at least peace could be delivered probably within before Sunday or from Sunday after what?
Yes, and at the moment... at the moment as we speak, there's no breakthrough whatsoever.
Yeah, I think there is breakthrough. Parties are not really publicly talking about it. You know, the Entebbe had some... it was actually, of course, done by the head of the state, and parties were informed what the head of the state seemed or think to be the red line, and therefore, even if when we responded to the Entebbe draft proposal, we were actually asked to breach the document, but not to come up with a new proposal, and I think the mediations and the drafting teams are quite busy, and I think Saturday and Sunday they will be able to produce the final draft.
Yes, and
but meanwhile, of course, there is a diplomatic, some sort of tour that is headed by the Sudanese Prime Minister between Kampala, Juba, and Uganda. Kampala, Juba, and Khartoum.
Yes, and you said that the talks have been extended until the 17th, that is on Tuesday. As Peter, are you quite optimistic that by that time something concrete to make the South Sudanese happy could have been signed?
Yeah, basically, I think I will respond yes, because not only now the South Sudanese are really tight, even the parties are tight. And this is with the Entebbe draft, that will be the seventh proposal that probably the parties have responded to. And what the parties has also realized that whenever a proposal is rejected, then the next proposal seems to be worse than the previous one. So people keep on saying, we wish we could have tried to agree on the previous one. So I think there is that also... that spirit within the parties themselves, so the parties are really feeling that I think this should not just be a game of rejections and continued rejecting proposal after the other. And then again, there are proposal and issues that we kept bringing them up from the day one, from the first draft that were presented to us in Addis. And since those issues, though we have mentioned them, talked about them time and again, they never reflected actually on the proposal. So basically, the parties are wondering and seeing that the sanctions have not been heard, and therefore there's a need now to sing to the tune of the mediation. And then again, as you know, the previous talks, and I've always mentioned, they had been done under the IGAD Council of Ministers that is mandated through the Office of the Special Envoy. And there has always been a plenary to discuss things. But those kind of talks that are happening here in Khartoum are directly done by the head of state. And you know, the head of state, they have more leverage and powers on certain issues. And then again, the talks are actually based on face-to-face or some sort of a small consultation.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no plenary. And I think with this small face-to-face talk, trying to convince parties after the other, you will never know how far has mediations continue to succeed in convincing various parties, the four parties.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there is a reason. And I hope that the changes, the way it is reached by Sunday, there will be no problem, because the government is only waiting for the oppositions to agree into the Entebbe. But the opposition are just demanding a little bit of change, but not to change the entire proposal.
All right. Now-